You should be.
Well, Marlene probably.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Marlene about that, St. Julian.
All right, and we'll be right back. From. I guess we're going to be right back. I don't see what's going on.
No, that's one that has a delay.
Yeah,
that's the one
it
that
doesn't
has
come
delay
right on schedule. Yeah, it
and
makes
it's about a couple
going.
Of minutes. But we got that Pauline Edmonds, who also receiving the Martin Luther King Award from St. Charles Church in Grand Coteau.
Okay.
And she was the one who actually had PND cake.
Okay.
And also, she's a retired teacher, and we want to congratulate her. Ms. Boxer, thank you very much for letting us know about that.
Okay.
And congratulations to Ms. Pauline Edmond.
Very good. From I think Grand she Coteau. Was out there for the ceremony that they had.
Probably so.
I think it was she that I was talking to.
Yeah. But anyway. But we also got, Ms. Thelma, our friend Thelma.
Uh-huh.
We want to say hello to her.
Texas?
Yeah, Texas. And Cecile in California.
California, yeah. Cecile, we're coming back.
Good morning to you, Cecile.
Cajun, Swamp Pop, Zydeco, Creole, and more. It's all right here on Encore. With me, your host, Megan Constantin. Saturday mornings at 7 and Sunday afternoons at 3.
Support comes from the Vermilion Parish Tourist Commission, inviting everyone to enjoy a warm welcome and family fun by visiting the most Cajun place on earth. With authentic Cajun cuisine, from overstuffed po' boys and fresh seafood to Cajun favorites, just like Grandma made them. It's all waiting for you in Vermilion Parish. For more information, visit mostcajun.com. That's mostcajun.com.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I guess we're back. Okay.
We're back.
Miss Anna St. Julian Duracell, I want to wish you a happy birthday today. 100 years old.
100 years old.
Very good. I mean, and
now, where is she from? Right here in Lafayette?
Mm-hmm. She lives here in Lafayette.
St. Mm-hmm. Julian.
Uh-huh.
So she would probably be... in the time of Maston St. Julian and Loomis St. Julian.
I think there's two families of St. Julian, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't know how they are because it's...
I think this St. Julian and her son was explaining a little bit of it last night, that half of it, some of the St. Julians are not related to the St. Julian, but they know each other. From what I understand.
It's a long story, and I'd love to meet with him sometimes and tell him the story that I received from Maston and the rest of and my
about
father, who
Julian.
Used to tell him about the St. Julians and how they got separated. It's an E-N and A-N.
Okay.
A-I-N or E-I-N or something like that.
But you're not a St. Julian, so how would you know all of this? Just because you married into the family, it makes you knowledgeable about the St. Julian family?
Well, they have bestowed or they informed me about all of the information because my father would tell me about the St. Julians.
Okay, so that's why. So when your father told you about the St. Julian, that's when you went and started dating a St. Julian. So you just wanted to really be in that St. Julian family.
Well, I used to date a Mariala St. Julian, but that was not the same St. Julian of my wife.
Okay.
Julian.
Well, let's move on here because it seems like a divorce is coming on. But anyway,
and I had another one, Mary St. Julian from New Iberia.
You was determined to get in the St. Julian family.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Miss Anna St. Julian, we certainly want to wish you a happy birthday. And this is coming from your siblings. Well, not your sibling, but your kids.
Kids, yeah.
Shirley, Mike, John, Leon, and her favorite niece. Valerie. She has a favorite niece, Valerie.
Really?
Whatever she needs, Valerie supplies it. Oh, yeah. She's the one.
She's the one.
She's the one. You go through Valerie to get to Miss Anna.
I'd love to be able to sit with her sometime.
I'm sure you may get that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know?
Call
and
her.
Also one from Cecile from California and her kids.
That's the same?
That's the same one.
Wow.
Cecile. In California, and her kids, Chris, Eric, and Shirley. And then all of these are wishing you a happy birthday, Miss Anna. And the big truck and Lily don't work too hard. And, of course, we got a big Texas group that I have somewhere. That this is from Marie, Candace, and George Johnson, and Taryn, Nooney, Frank, Thelma again.
Yeah.
And Rudy.
Thelma's all over the place.
Mr. Huh?
Thelma's all over the place.
And Mr. Curtis. All of them are wishing you a happy birthday. And I know, Miss Anna, if things wasn't like it is today, I'm sure that there'd be some music and food and everything going on, and they wish they could all be with you, and they just want to make sure that you know that they love you and that they wish they could have been here for your 100th birthday. Such a special year for you, and just want to thank you, and that you're still doing well. And that means a lot to them, and it means a lot that they were not able to be here with you on your birthday. But I am positive that it will happen. That birthday party is going to happen.
It's on its way.
Once that COVID-19 turns out to COVID-0. So it's going to take a while for it to get to zero. It's probably at 18 now. Because it's reducing a little bit at a time since you got your shot.
Yeah, I got a shot. So that's
Miss Anna, we're going to play
for
you.
She got her shot.
Who got a shot?
I'm sure she did.
Who, Miss Anna? I don't know.
I hope that she would.
And she should have gotten a shot and able to get a shot at 100 years old. She should have been the first in line.
Yes.
Or been able to get it. You know. But anyway, we're going to play a song for her, something by Clifton, and this is called Taunt Na Na.
Oh,
you like that?
That's going to be a good one here for her, because I know she'll enjoy listening to that.
It's not too fast. So, Leon, you can dance with her.
No, I want to dance. I want to dance. Can I have the dance?
Oh, yeah, you love to dance. So, Leon, it's on you, buddy.
Ma pauvre vieille tante, elle est là-bas dans la campagne. Son nom, ton nom à ma vieille tante. Son nom, c'est pas tante Nana. Donne-moi un autre filet avant j'y arrive.
You don't understand. He's saying, let me get one more drink before we get to Ain't Na Na. One more drink, and we're going to be there a while. I see your foot tapping there, Miss Anna. Come on, Curtis, you can do it. Miss Anna St. Julian Duracell. Whiskey.
Avant j'y arrive, la base de ton nana. Donne-moi un autre pilier whiskey. Avant j'y arrive, la base de ton nana. Thank you.
Well, Miss Anna, a little bit of Clifton for you this morning. I wish we had a birthday song that would be fitting for you, but we don't. This is the best we can do, so we're going to let Clifton play another one just for you.
Just for
because
me.
Of your birthday 100, which many of us wish we can make it there. Some, a few of us will.
Just pensoir de vieux temps. Te rappelle de ça parce que quand vous avez commencé à danser deux pas, une bonne valse. Et la saison à cette heure, c'est pour manger du boudin, du dinde et du gratin et tout quelque chose comme ça. Te rappelle de ça, madame?
Et quand il y a les can-can avec les robes de can-can,
oh,
quand
oui,
il dansait. Il est dansé.
Et la
les
place
robes,
de Richard.
Le,
oui. Rochard Club. And Rochard Club was a Duracell. And it was Rochard. Rochard's Duracell from around Maurice area. And I'm sure she went there and danced also there. That was a good place to go.
Miss Anna.
Baby,
baby,
do
right
sometime.
Just sometime.
Baby, do right, honey. Honey, won't you do right sometime? If you don't do right all the time, baby, just do right sometime. I have one pair of shoes. Don't even have
Miss Anna, we do not want to forget your sister, Verna Bosset.
They want to wish St. Julian Bosset.
Yep, and Claude St. Julian.
Yes.
Want to also wish you a happy birthday today. We can't forget them because without them, you wouldn't have had anybody to beat up. I mean, help out and do some good things for them.
Yeah, and I also want to mention it too, that I know she remembered Audrey St. Julian Wright.
Okay.
Oh, that was my adopted mother.
Okay.
She adopted me, and I'm sure, you know, and you know my wife Marlene. Marlene was the daughter of Loomis and Bertha. And so you know them St. Julians. Now I'm putting the whole
family together.
The puzzle together right now.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you're here to be able to do that. But we want to wish you a happy birthday, ma'am. And wish you many more.
Oh yes.
As you continue to live in this world of confusion right now.
Oh.
It is confusing right now, but it is gonna get better for sure.
That's right.
Miss Anna, hopefully you enjoyed the music, and we also hope that Miss Mabel had an opportunity to enjoy a lot of that Clifton. I know she loved Clifton also, so we just want to wish you a happy birthday, and we know that your family just wished that they could have been here with you to be able to celebrate your birthday and do some good things for you, but that's just how it is. But anyway, Miss St. Julian, Duracell, Miss Anna, have a great day today. And your family loves you, and they just made sure that I did what I was supposed to do. So I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, Miss Anna, and enjoy and wish you many, many more. Good morning. I guess Kevin did not fall in the hole. He said it. He sent some. Yeah. He said, good morning. Good morning, Kevin. We hadn't heard from you. Just making sure that everything is good. And as we all know, tomorrow is celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday, but his birthday is actually on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It's his birthday. So,
which is.
Everything he talked about, it's coming.
Yes, and that's what's so sad, because he worked so hard for voters' rights.
Right.
People to have the right to vote.
Yeah.
And many of us who were denied because of our skin color. Mm-hmm. And it would make it extremely difficult. And you look at the way things are today, they want to make it difficult for many people to vote, people of color to vote. So, therefore, and we came out in droves to vote this year because we wanted to make sure that we wanted to bring about a change. And because sometimes some people call it that it may have been some fraud, but it's not. It's because people came out to vote.
Which is unusual.
That's unusual.
Right.
Because they were not satisfied, apparently, with what was going on in the world today. And so, ladies and gentlemen, acknowledge the fact that Dr. Martin Luther King brought about a change, and we need to acknowledge of his accomplishment, his contribution, and his sacrifice. And we need to do that. We need to live up to his dream. That's what we need to do. You young people today need to at least educate yourselves about why are you are celebrating, enjoying the freedom in which you are enjoying today. It's because this man sacrificed his life for the freedom that you're enjoying and taking it for granted today. So let's celebrate it Monday, but understanding, not celebrating and killing each other and destroying and denigrating each other, but acknowledging his contribution in which he made in his sacrifice. Do that. And your parents, sit your children down and tell them, inform them. And it's not only for black people. It was for all of the people
right.
that were
so it's
actually...
Right for everyone.
That's right.
You know, and like you say, John, educate yourself. Educate your kids.
That's right.
You know, and some of the parents today have no idea about Martin Luther King.
No, it's just a day off.
You know, and we as the elders, we think everybody knows about Martin Luther King because it was so vivid in our life as we grew up through integration and all of that, which I was all involved with that. You know, integrating mm-hmm. the schools, you know, to open those doors and
That's
have
right.
those people be able to go in places that we were not able to go in before. And now that we can. Now we go in the doors, now we want to take the door with us. That's not what it's about. It's about going in and getting you an education. You know, and it's not about trying to look like you're going to prison with your pants sagging. It ain't about that.
No.
It's not about that. That's not a glorious thing. But if you don't protect this world, it will not be protected.
Well,
so you got to protect your rights. And you got to do things, but you cannot protect your rights while you are taking someone else's right away from them. It just don't work that way.
Right. And I also wanted to thank him. And I know that that he was part of this and what my accomplishment, the things that I have accomplished in this world and this lifetime. And when I was hired as an assistant county supervisor with Farmers Home Administration, USDA, back in the days, and they sent me to various places and make sure that I got the training that I needed. And I remember one man told me one time in doing the training, and he told me, he said, and he happened to be white, and he said, if I had my way, none of you would be working for this agency. But I said, I'm sorry you feel that way, but it was not your choice. It's not your choice.
Oh, yeah.
But then I was named and appointed in 1974 as the first county supervisor, the first black person to become a county supervisor mm-hmm. in the state of Louisiana and the United States as well. And so I have to acknowledge the fact that Dr. King paved that way for me
right,
in order to be able to do so. So that's why I am passionate about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've opened many doors with the integration,
that's right.
the walks that we did, and the parents pushing us.
That's
pushing us to open those doors and do the right thing.
That's
but the key was to do the right thing.
That's
you
right.
Know, you know, you can
respect.
Always... It's kind of like you can always repeat the truth without having to think about it. But a lie, you got to figure out, how did I lie this? So I got to try to repeat that lie again.
That's right.
It's very difficult to repeat a lie, but it's easy to repeat the truth. So we just want to tell everyone, have a great Martin Luther King
that's
Day
right.
tomorrow.
Right.
It's going to be...
Yeah. Wish him well as well. All right.
Diana Duracell family, give her a call, and she'd love to hear your voice today. Just to wish her a happy birthday. Diana, if you can't be there, at least call her just to, for her to hear your voice and you can hear hers. Miss Anna, I'm sure that Shirley and Mike and John and Leon are very proud of you for the way that you have raised them, because you have that talent to be able to raise kids and that they are respectful and having a good time. And I know you raised your dear favorite niece, Valerie. Well, you may still be raising Valerie. Just kidding. Way. Curtis, I know you like that song. Thank you. all you blues love, I got something coming to you. Coming up next, Andrew, Kevin, I know you guys love the blues. Send condolences out to Ron Charles' family in Lake Charles, a retired UPS driver. Just want to send condolences to the family this morning. Rachel, you and Dennis and the family, hopefully all you guys are doing well up here in the D.C. area. All right, let's do some blues for Andrew. Bon matin, ce matin, so que tu que tu as parlé bien, Alfred Valco, bon matin.
I've been recording since 1950.
For all the blues lovers, I got the blues.
And look like I'm just learning now.
I've been hurt.
hurt so bad. You can't hurt me no more. My heart is made of stone, and I'm a rolling stone. I'm a son of a gun. I'm a rolling stone, y'all. You can't hurt me no more.
Cell.
Let me hear you. Boy, CJ.
Don't mean to be so mean to you like this on a Saturday morning. Good morning, Thelma. Good morning, Herb. Hopefully everything is going well for you, cuz. JT, good morning, you and Big Mamu.
Only song.
Curtis and Beverly. Hopefully all is going well for you guys. Morning, Treese.
Teacher creature, cousin in his quest to be on top. But don't you never, don't you never, don't you never stop.
Only the strong survive.
Get it.
Only the strong survive.
Get it.
Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive.
Chris Aldway, all you big guys, poor Lidette.
My man, I want to be a teacher. The way the world is, you know, we should have been a preacher. Cousin in his quest to be on top. But don't you never, don't you never, don't you never stop.
Only the strong survive.
Get it.
Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive.
You want to stay?
Good morning, Bruce.
You wanna be
Chuck in Houston, good morning to you, nephew.
Be the cream of the crop.
You got El Rey, good morning to you.
Until you reach the top.
Kendall,
good
morning to you.
Only the strong survive.
Get it, Jim.
Only the strong survive.
Quinn, good morning to you, Jonathan. Patrick, good morning. Lucy Burnett, good morning. Joan, good morning. Pete up in Lake Charles, in New Orleans, Jake, good morning. Promise me one thing. Good morning, Bert and Silliman. Good morning. Martell, good morning to you in Oakland. Donald and Cal, good morning. Mayor Rose in Houston, good morning to you, sister-in-law.
I loaned her
Cal's Donald.
Just for this dance. He's looking right.
Margaret,
her,
good morning to you.
Her in his trance. Oh, promise. Thing. You're holding
go ahead, Corey.
Tonight.
bottle of a chicken. Lord, I'm full of corn. Bottle of a chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard. Chicken too small to fry. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard, baby. Chicken too young to die. Follow me, chicken. Lord, baby, I'm gone. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home.
Leon, your favorite?
Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow your horn. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard. Chicken too small to fry. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard, baby. Chicken too young to die. Follow me, chicken. Lord, I'm full of corn. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow your horn.
Yeah, you're right. Follow me, chicken. Lord, I'm full of corn.
Down Club, this is for us.
Why you want to wear from me?
program. I want to thank you for being with me and John this morning. We'll be back again next Saturday. Don't go anywhere. Herman is right here. Going to play the same. Going to play a little variety of music. Good show. Just stay there. Don't move. You ain't got to go nowhere. Still got plenty of music, plenty of time. And Miss Anna Duracell, we want to wish you again a great happy birthday and wish you many more. And I know your family is just all excited. They just wish they could have been with you on your birthday. But they are with you in heart, which is just as good. And hopefully they all call you and wish you a happy birthday and wish you many more. You, everyone, have a great weekend. We'll be back again next Saturday. MC checking out, Herman checking in. Just load that wagon down. Don't worry about it. Andrew, good morning to you. And Olivia.
You better watch that old new now. Yeah, you're right. That old mule won't put his load now. We gotta load that wagon. That old mule gotta keep on pulling now.
First News.
Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf is resigning effective tonight. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Wolf will be replaced by the current head of FEMA.
A senior DHS official tells NPR that Wolf's resignation is effective at 11 p.m. Eastern and that he'll be replaced by Pete Gaynor. The
support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, take-out, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077.